This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the biggest would-be acquisitions ever in the luxury industry is no more. LVMH, which owns Louis Vuitton and Marc Jacobs and Fendi, to name just a couple, is backing out of a $16 billion deal it made a year or so ago to buy Tiffany. There are allegations of bad faith and lawsuits pending, but as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, you know, the pandemic has kind of hit the luxury market, too.
Visiting the Tiffany's flagship store on Fifth Avenue in New York can feel like going to a museum, except everything's for sale and comes with a glass of champagne.
A lot of consumers go to the store because they want that experience, but also because a lot of luxury retailers don't really make it that easy to shop online.
Alexis DeSalva at Mintel says just 50% of luxury consumers have shopped online, compared to 80% of traditional retail. Part of that is because it's harder for shoppers to justify dropping thousands of dollars without ever touching a product. And during the pandemic, the in-store shopping experience has suffered. Tiffany's revenues were down nearly 30% in the last quarter. Many luxury shoppers are tourists, another thing that's been hurt by COVID-19.
People will brag about where they bought their luxury goods.
Joseph Nunes is a marketing professor at USC.
They like to buy souvenirs that remind them of vacations or events.
Events. Let's see. What's a big event that involves jewelry that people are postponing right now? Oh, yeah. Weddings. Again, here's Mintel's Alexis DeSalva.
People are probably not heading to Tiffany's for an engagement ring or an anniversary present.
COVID aside, LVMH said in a statement that the French government wanted it to delay the deal because the U.S. is threatening to impose taxes on French products. Here's USC's Nunes again.
Part of it sounds like a strategy to wait out what's going to happen with the tariffs.
Nunes says LVMH might try to come through later with another deal, likely at a lower price. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.